Hey, Mike Krill, Desert Vista High School. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival 2015. My name's Tom Peterson. I'm one of your judges today. I'm going to make comments on your performance today. My hope is that I can help you and your program to get better. Looking forward to hearing you, and we'll be starting shortly.
This is the Desert Vista High School Tuesday Big Band, directed by Michael Krill.
Okay, Desert Vista, here we go. It's a nice start, ladies and gentlemen. It was a kind of an interesting concept of time there, just as the melody came in a little bit. It'll be interesting. I would like to hear that again, quite frankly, but the band sounds good. Right now I'm listening to the bass player and the drummer. Pretty good to hook up between bass player and a drummer. Hey, listen, drums, when it goes to the alto solo here, yeah. Did you just switch cymbals now? I can't tell because Mr. Krill is standing in front of you. But yeah, change colors for the soloists. All right, Bradley, I hear ya. Nice level in the background behind the soloist there. And I'm enjoying the rhythm section here. They're kind of like playing like a small group. I really like that. Could catch that brass right there a little bit, just to reinforce the that background a little bit. It wouldn't interfere with the soloist. Here would have been a neat thing if you'd have gone to a different cymbal, if you got another ride cymbal, just a color change, although you guys are hunkering down and it sounds quite good. Here's one thing in rhythm section you guys might consider. If the piano and the guitar player playing at the same time, I understand that the guitar player is just playing a rhythm part, but you might experiment with just having maybe the guitar comp behind the solo and the piano, or the piano, but not both at the same time. That way, if you've got two different soloists, you can kind of change that. Maybe the piano player comps for the alto player, the guitar player comps for the trumpet player. Just a little note about accuracy in the brass section. Accuracy is more important than the power. So really be careful to, use a little bit more care to be accurate. It just sounds cleaner out here. Yeah, a young drummer sounds really nice. I like what's happening here, just dynamically. Rhythm section. Yeah, bass player, I hear you. and you're using good care there, and you're playing accurate, and that's it. And I liked hearing that voicing. Some nice playing, and I like the effort that's happening here. I just like the excitement you guys are generating. I'm just going to comment now on your overall performance so far. Just dynamically. Yeah. So just dynamically. There could have been, I get the feeling that you guys have yet to discover your dynamic range. What do I mean by that? How soft can you play as an ensemble? This includes the rhythm section too. But you're contained, everybody's in tune, you're balanced. How soft can you play with accuracy, with that criteria? And conversely, how loud can you play with the same criteria? You got to be in tune. It's got to be blended. It's got to have a good blend. It's got to be in time. So the difference between how soft you can play and how loud you can play based on that criteria is your dynamic range. And rhythm section, you reinforce that too. So that performance of impressions right there, the one thing that you guys could do and are capable of, you could just play more dynamically. You just had a real narrow dynamic range there. Now, I know we're kind of being victimized by the mix in the house here, so I'm trying to consider that as well. Right there, that could have had much more of a dynamic quality. Same thing right here, ladies and gentlemen. You can do that. That's the next place you guys need to go. Now you got to be careful not to clip those phrases. Ba da da. Just keep it really. If it gets clipped, it starts to sound a little on the chunky side. So it's like playing four ands and stuff. There's always a tendency to rush those at four and for most bands where you guys are at right now. Now, you guys can deal with that, and I'm sure your clinician will talk to you a little bit about that. Same thing. This all can have much more of a dynamic quality. You know, if you listen to Count Basie's band, ladies and gentlemen, you'll get a much better understanding of what I'm trying to say. It's about rise and fall. It's how the expressions, it's how you guys are expressing yourselves and how you're managing this arrangement. And that you know, goes for the rhythm section too. Like right there, we should be bigger here. You guys are playing wonderfully. You know, there's just a couple little phrasing things. But this is a nice band. You guys are doing a great job. Boy, Mike Crowe, you're doing a wonderful job. wish it have a building quality. There we go. That. All of this should have like a dynamic quality. So, now, yeah, get those Count Basie records out or go to YouTube. It's the way you want to go. That's the next thing that you guys need to do. So the balance between the trombones and the counterline and the saxophones and that stuff. Now, like right there, that just has a little bit of that chunky characteristic. So if you guys think more of dot, dot, those notes need to be just a little bit weightier. And it'll sound less chunky. So this, now you guys should be really subdued here. Should have been a big dynamic change there. Ba-da-da. Yeah. Just a ba-da. Just a little bit too short, maybe. Be-do-da. So those, again, those four ands, use some care not to rush that and of four. So ladies and gentlemen, you guys play very, very well. So what I'm talking to you about now are just nuances. These are the final things for you guys to take care of. You've got just a few little balance issues that I bet your clinician will talk to you about. But definitely, you guys need to discover yourselves dynamically based on that criteria that I mentioned earlier. How soft can you play? Being contained, that means being in tune, being in time, being balanced. Conversely, how loud can you play? Same criteria. With accuracy, you know, good sounds. That gradation between soft and loud, that's your dynamic range. You need to use that as a means of expression, and that's where you guys are at. And to reiterate, that means the rhythm section too. You guys play dynamically as well. But that's where you guys are at, in my opinion. And you guys are well capable of that. You're doing a lot of really good things. You guys sound good. This is really nice, what's happening here. Rhythm, mad percussion, drums, you guys are all contained. Well, now all of a sudden you have a dynamic quality. Da 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 da. It's really in that pocket of the time. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys can do that. I'm just listening to the rhythm section now versus the flugelhorn solo there. So I know you guys in the rhythm section, you're bigger. For one thing, you've added percussion like that. But we got to be careful. We got to stay dynamically at a complementary level to the ensemble. You guys are doing a pretty darn good job, and it's hard to tell because we're victimized by the sound man here. So. You guys are playing this song much more expressively. So I think it's because you have a better understanding of how to play these Latin kinds of rhythms. Now right there? Yeah, this should be bigger. Yeah? So you need more contrast? Maybe the previous section could have been a little softer. Yeah, so that, I think so. So there's an example of finding your dynamic range and then utilizing it so that you can get more contrast. I'm going to split hairs with you on this. Just be careful not to rush the ends of phrases, especially. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah? I don't know exactly what that phrase was, but just a little bit more care. You guys sound wonderful. Just be a little more careful. You know when that flugelhorn solo came in? If the rhythm section just came down maybe one dynamic level, just a little bit, it would allow for this. Where this is going to be a little bit bigger. Little phrasing issues there, ladies and gentlemen. So rhythm section, now just a little bit more rise and fall from you guys dynamically supports what's going on in the ensemble. Right now you guys are kind of playing at one level almost all the time. You guys can do that. Especially our brass players, make sure you're taking in enough air so that you can get to the end of the phrase and not run out of air. Yeah, there's another example, just kind of rushing the end of that phrase again. You guys are playing beautifully, so yeah, just a little more care there. Find the pocket of the time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm noticing in the rhythm section you guys came down just a little dynamic notch there. I'm interested to see what's going to happen next here. So now when the trombone background came in, drums maybe go to a cymbal or something, some kind of color change. Yeah, some of that is just a little bit behind. Just get on top of it a little bit more. There's just another example where you guys can be more dynamic. Da 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 ba da da, da 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 ba da pa. Just a little bit more in the pocket of the time. Just a little bit of just phrasing. That's a very nice sound you've got there on flugelhorn. I'm really enjoying that. Yeah, saxophones, good job. You're taking the ball there. Good job. Towards the end of this arrangement, where are we going to go? Here we go. So make sure you're breathing. Our brass players, especially our trumpet players, make sure you take in a bigger breath before you start playing a phrase. So rhythm, man, you should have been softer there because we're building to the climax. Now we're big. You see what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, so you're doing it. Your inclination is correct. It's just that you guys sound excellent. Man, you guys are playing really, really good. The biggest thing that I would recommend is for you guys to just discover how you can be more dynamic in your performance. And that's not only an ensemble, that's a rhythm section too. And just a few phrasing issues, ladies and gentlemen. So I bet you've listened to Chuck Mangione play that song, Children of Sanchez. And I bet you, if you listen to it again and keep in mind what I'm talking about, your dynamic potential, okay? I think that you'll find out that Chuck Mangione's performance had more of a dynamic quality than yours did today. Now, you guys can do that. And it's not just on this piece. That's the one thing I heard just kind of overall. You guys need to discover that your dynamic range and then employ that in a way that you're expressive when you're playing an arrangement. You know, basically just support the dynamic of the lines. I bet your clinician will be talking to you about that a little bit. And just a few phrasing issues. But, boy, I'm telling you, Mike Krill, Desert Vista High School, you guys sound very, very good. So, man, just a few more things to pay attention to, and, man, you've just achieved another level. Do a lot of listening, ladies and gentlemen. Man, Count Basie is a great resource for you guys to learn how to play dynamically. And about phrasing as well. So check that out and listen to a lot of different sources, okay? That's what you guys need to do next. Congratulations. Great job here. Mike Krill, Desert Vista High School. I can't wait to hear you next time. Congratulations.